On March 28, 2006,
National Polygamy Advocate Mark Henkel
was on Scarborough Country with host Joe Scarborough on MSNBC.
The new show, Big Love, it's a controversial look at the world of polygamy, and some are saying it's a good thing that it's getting out in the open. We're going to talk to somebody who supports polygamy and knows about the lifestyle. The latest HBO show, Big Love's pushing the envelope. Once again, this time the cable giant is taking on polygamy. The new show's about a suburban Salt Lake City man with three wives. The show's drawing both criticism and praise from real-life polygamists. But is this just entertainment, or is it going to actually change the way America views polygamy? With me now to talk about it, we've got polygamy advocate Mark Henkel. We also have Megan Basham. She's a columnist for townhall.com. And also Us Weekly's Dina Stansing. Dina, Hollywood appears to be normalizing polygamy. Why?
You know, this is just the latest step with HBO. They like to push the boundaries with these things. We've seen it before with The Sopranos. You know, they're just showing a new, you know, form of entertainment, really.
You surprised that the show's caught on?
No. I mean, I think it's being talked about, which is the first step to having a successful show. People are enjoying it. You know, it's a fun show, but, you know, that's really just what it is. It's, you know, not making a big statement. They're just trying to, you know, show good entertainment.
Mark, you think this good entertainment actually helps the cause of polygamy, and is somebody that's actually started an advocacy group to support polygamy, I would guess you think that's a pretty good thing, don't you?
It has its pluses and its minuses.
Talk about it.
Well, it certainly does get it out there. I would say, however, it is not being sold to conservative Christians or the Mormon polygamist, for example. That's a Mormon polygamist example in the show. It's certainly not going to the conservative element. For example, I had never watched HBO until I got it just to watch it for this. However, it does present it to another audience that is HBO-oriented and gives them an opportunity to see some stereotypes dispelled, such as the foolish idea that it's a fantasy of sexual escapades for a husband. If anything, it shows it can be a pain in the neck for the man.
Talk about, though, how this may actually mainstream. You believe, and other people that support polygamy believe, that this may lead mainstream Americans to be less hostile towards polygamy as a way of life.
Well, it does help overcome a lot of the false propaganda that is always stated about it, such as the ridiculous sexual fantasy, such as the idea that normal people that believe in consenting adult polygamy somehow are associated to other crimes, that all us normal pro-polygamists have always been against these other crimes. So it provides that opportunity for people to realize that we're just normal family values. If anything, we are the ultra family. We are true family, truly dedicated to family.
Megan, there are those words put together, consenting what? Adults. Does it suggest to you that maybe in 5-10 years we may see protests for polygamous rights on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think definitely we're going to see that, and I think that the show's creators don't see this as just sort of a fun, you know, night of watching television on HBO. I mean, they see this as an entrant into the cultural debate, and they've made that very clear in interviews. And if anything, it's presenting a really fictional idea of what happens with polygamy communities. You know, I'm from Arizona, and you look in Colorado City and some of the polygamy communities in Utah, and there is rampant abuse and poverty.
See,
and
here,
incest. And, I mean, it's really ridiculous to say that this is just a happy family, typical family values. It's not true.
Mark?
What we have here is an example of propaganda constantly trying to suggest
that's not propaganda,
that
that's
the
factual.
Lone
example,
it is lone
cases.
Examples. You know what? I'm the national polygamy advocate. The world is larger than the Mormon land bubble of Arizona and Utah. And there are numerous people
that
have no basis. We're coming from evangelical conservative Christians. And we have no premise of Mormonism or the groups that you particularly mention, but you continue to propagandize that those lone anecdotal examples are typical. They are not. Oh, the Mormon Institute.
No, they're not Mormon. You're right. But they are the largest polygamous group.
If it uses the Book of Mormon, it is Mormon polygamy.
Okay, we're going to have to do one at a time. Dina, I'll give you the last word. Obviously, HBO knew what it was doing. got a controversial issue out there. Somebody's talking. I got to admit, I've seen a couple episodes of it. 15 seconds. Is this show going to be a success?
I think it is. You know, it's sparking a great debate. You're seeing it here today, and that's all they really want. You know, they have to back it up with a good show. People will turn into it because they want to see what all the fuss is about. But ultimately, if it's not a great show, people aren't going to keep watching.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be right back with more Scarborough Country.
Mark Henkel is National Polygamy Advocate, presented polygamy to the public since 1994. NationalPolygamyAdvocate.com.